Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 2 is a radio talk show that places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We will explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Every 2 weeks, we will interview pageant coaches, title holders, directors, sponsors, family members, community service leaders, and discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, but not least, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self and as a collaborative team. So sit back, kick off your shoes, relax, and shake it off while enjoying the show. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. I would like to take a moment of silence for those individuals in the flood that happened in Louisiana. Thank you. Crown Talk listeners and fans, you still have time to sign up for the Crown Talk with Burgundy Pageant Hall of Fame. The deadline is fastly approaching on September 1st, 2016 at 12 o'clock. To learn more about the Hall of Fame, you can visit www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/Hall of Fame. And now, introducing the wonderful, beautiful, and intelligent Chicana Monet. To learn more about her, please visit our social media site. Good evening, Chicana.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
Wonderful. So could you tell our audience a little bit more about yourself?
Well, my name is Chicana Monet. I'm currently located in New York City. I'm a former beauty queen, and I'm a current director for the Miss Queens and Miss Brooklyn pageants, which are preliminary to Miss America. I have experience competing in the USA system as well as the Perfect system, and I guess also the Galaxy system, where I placed first runner-up as well. So I have experience as a judge, as a director, and as a contestant.
That's absolutely wonderful, and I know a little bit later after we go through our segment, we will be asking some more questions about your different accolades because they're amazing, and I want everyone to understand why we have you on the show and we're spotlighting you and why you can talk about the different issues that we're going to be talking about this evening.
Okay, perfect.
Now, we all know that Crown Talk always talks about the positive sides of pageantry, but I think we should talk a little bit more about the issues in the pageant industry and in our society that's going on. So I have a few notes down here, and I'm just going to ask your opinion about them and what you feel about these things. So remember, audience, you can call into the show at 917-889-8863, or if you're a little more shy and you want to email a question in or a comment, you can email that to Crown Talk with Burgundy, that's spelled B-Y-R-G-U-N-D-Y, at gmail.com. So let's go on and get into some of these issues. Pageant coaches versus pageant moms. And when I mean pageant coaches versus pageant moms, I'm talking about a pageant mom not listening to the pageant coach because they think they know everything. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think that, you know, as a pageant mom, you do have your child's best interest at heart. However, you have hired a professional to guide them. Someone that you trust knows their craft. And it's like, you know, if I'm a mom, I know what I want for my child, but I'm not a doctor. So while I might think I know what the doctor should prescribe or do, that's not my expertise. So I think you should let everyone do what they're an expert in and just kind of like sit back and relinquish control and just keep your child motivated.
In addition to the topics that we're talking about, parents, if your child does not have talent and you want to put them in a talent position where they're doing a pageant with talent, please do not bring them to the coach. only a month or two before and think that they have the Midas touch and can turn it into gold, because it takes practice. They'll be going against kids that have, or adults that have had years of practice in piano or dance or whatever that their niche is. We actually have a caller that's coming in right now. Hello, how are you this evening? And we're going to come back to them. Going on to what else I was saying, if you have a daughter and you're going to, or a son, and you're going to put them with a coach, you're paying for this. So let them do their job. Let them do their duty. And if you feel that you don't trust them, then take them out and take them to a different coach. On to our next issue, the Miss Florida USA scandal that was going on with Janice DeVellia. She was stripped of her title 1 week after she received it because of an Instagram post that they were saying was that she had one of her sponsors in her rooms, which people are now saying that is not the case. So what are your thoughts and issues on the Florida scandal?
Well, I think that that's a really sensitive subject. And I think that before everyone starts to pick a side, they should look at both sides. Because I know, as a former contestant within the Miss USA system, you aren't allowed to have anyone in your room. But I also know that there's someone who watches you like a hawk. Like, you have chaperones for everything. You literally do not leave your room without a chaperone, and no one is allowed in. Like, someone sleeps in the hallway. So it's really hard for me to believe that someone was able to sneak into her room. So, I mean, if someone was in her room, I would have to think that there was an understanding previously. But I also know that, you know, it's social media, you can recycle pictures. And I remember seeing that picture previously. So I think it's just something that we'll just have to see how it's going to play out.
Oh, yes, I understand that definitely. And I think she is now, she's going forward with suing the director for $15 million. And that was, according to Monday, August 1st, that's what her and her lawyer came to a decision with. And in their evidence, they found that the times were cropped out of the pictures. And if you actually look at the pictures, there were the times were cropped out. It was just technically a random picture, and it was previous before the pageant, as you said, you saw it previous before everything. And I know there's two sides to both stories. Do you think she has a right to sue the director for this issue?
Well, I just know that as a contestant, especially as a title holder, how hard you work to get to that place. And it's something that a lot of girls, like most guys, dream of being in a Super Bowl. Most girls dream of being Miss USA, Miss Universe, or Miss World. So I just know how hard she worked to get where she was. Like, I've been a fan of her since she competed in the world system. So I've seen her work. So to have something like that stripped away from you, especially when you don't feel that you've done anything wrong, and to have it done on such a big stage because she had a lot of followers, she's also saying that it's going to affect her credibility as far as modeling, and you just never know because your character does matter. And a lot of times, you know, they're beautiful girls, so that doesn't really matter. It's all about, like, your character and your personality and your charisma, and that helps you book a job. So I can see why she would too.
Furthermore, with this question, it's going to kind of go into our next topic. Do you think that the Miss Teen USA scandal and her getting the opportunity to keep her crown affected Denise's decision to sue?
I don't think it affected her decision. I know that she sued prior to that, but I did see that the amount she sued for had gone up. And I'm not sure if that's a reflection of the Miss Teen USA scandal or if it's a reflection of the fact that she went back to modeling and she saw that it was actually affecting her work.
And, you know, a lot of people are, they're messaging right now and they're not understanding why we're comparing. They say it's apples and oranges, but really it's not. It's the same system, Miss USA, Teen USA, Miss Universe system. They all have to, once they win, they all stay at the same place together. So it is the same system, everybody. We're just pinpointing different issues that were going on at the time. But now that we're talking about Miss Teen USA, Carly Hay, do you believe she should have kept her crown with the comments that were on Insta or on Twitter, and even though they were years ahead of now, but behind now, but do you think she should have kept her crown or been stripped of her title?
Well, I always tell young ladies that social media is like the court of law. Everything you say can and will be used against you. So you have to be very mindful of that. And I know how the contracts read for the USA system. And it reads as anything that would defame or like cause a certain light to the system that you've done previously and currently. And the only way that you kind of get around that is if you've expressed that to someone previously. So, you know, you never really know what's happened previously and what's going on behind the scenes. So if she did express that to someone and they were well aware of that, then that's one thing. I don't agree with her statements by any means, but I do also agree that people grow. And, you know, who I was 10 years ago is not who I am today because I've grown. I've grown a lot. And I don't even know if that person could be on the phone with you, who I was 10 years ago, you know? So I don't know. It's a sticky situation. But if they were aware of that, then that's fine. But, like, going back to Geneva, it's the same it's the same contract, basically. So if they were aware of that, if they weren't aware of that, then that's something they should take into consideration and just be fair about it.
And I'm kind of wiggle-waggled on this question right here. Should she or should she not? I do understand that she made a mistake, and that was years ago. That was in 2013. It's 2016. And I understand that she did come on social media site, and she did say, this is why I was doing this, this is why I said this. But at the same time, she never said sorry for her actions. So now my question is, do you think she learned her lesson?
I think that the situation taught her to be more mindful. I kind of respect honesty. So if she isn't sorry, I respect her more for not saying sorry. However, you know, she is a role model for teens, so that's always something that you have to take into consideration by allowing her to keep the job, but that's something I think that she's capable of upholding, so I kind of have to respect that decision as well. I don't, it's just a funny situation that we'll just have to watch her year and see how it rolls out.
And, you know, you never know. Everybody, there's always that thing where you can give someone a second chance. So maybe this is her second chance to show everybody that she is a good and delightful person and she didn't mean what she said. So there's two sides to every story, and we'll just have to see how it lays out. And we'll just be watching for that just to see how Carly Hay's year of reign goes. And hopefully by the end she will gain the trust and the respect of those that are kind of mad at her right now. But now that we're talking about, you know, kind of not a bad title holder because she just got her title, but we're going to kind of roll into bad title holders. So have you ever met a bad title holder that just did not respect the crown that she was wearing or the sash or the system that she was representing?
I've met title holders who did not fully grasp the power of their position and the time constraint of their reign. Like, you only get your title for a year, so you have to make the best of that year. And I think a lot of girls forget that as soon as their year is up, there's a new girl in town. There's a new girl with the crown. There's a new girl with that job. And then they realize they didn't fulfill their job to the best of their ability. And that's what I consider, like, not necessarily a bad title holder, but just someone who has doesn't recognize the power that they have at that time, the power to be a role model, the power to serve their community and be the best person they could be and use it as a stepping stone to their next step in life.
In addition, I have seen some bad title holders on social media sites posting things that they should not be posting. I do feel that sometimes they forget that they're a role model. So if you're listening to this and you feel that maybe you have posted something on social media site, that is including Snapchat, that is including Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, any type of social media site, kids are watching you. Older adults are watching you because you never know, you might inspire them to want to go out and do a pageant. They're watching you. Also, watch your language. As we go back to what we have seen with Miss Teen USA, watch your language because that could bite you in the future. So just try to be a good title holder and not a bad title holder because you don't want that to go in the books and people are like, oh, well, we didn't really like her as a queen. She didn't really use her platform. She didn't use her crown for what it was for, and it's for you to inspire, to help others, to encourage others to be a role model. Now, on the opposite note and on a good note, we're going to talk a little bit about you, Shekinah. Your platform is No Child Left Behind, Building in Literacy and Music. What is the significant story behind your passion with the youth?
I think I've always been active with, like, the generation behind me. It's just something that I've been doing since I've been, like, a Sunday school aide as a child. So, and my mother's also an educator. I've watched her, and I've seen how inspirational that she can be. So it's always been something that's been near and dear to my heart. She was an English teacher, and I've been proficient in music since I was about 2. So those are things that I've recognized can assist you in building and becoming better in life. You know, music is one of the things that can unite people. It can bring people together. So I've just also studied and saw that when music is involved, usually test scores go up and kids are able to grasp concepts better. So that was just a platform that I chose when I was competing in a pageant, and it just stuck with me.
Well, it definitely is a very catchy platform, and I absolutely love it, and I think it's definitely going to help a lot of individual kids in the world, and you really have impacted a lot in your life.
Thank you.
Now, with your you're welcome. Now, with your many appearances from Rachel Ray to ABC's Gospel Fest, what has been the most significant appearance you have made?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think one of the most inspirational appearances I've made was at the UN, the United Nations in New York City, and it was like Africa Day, and having African-American heritage and just seeing so many different cultures and being able to speak to so many different kids from around the world and to be an inspiration to them, it was a great experience, and it was also great to learn more about my heritage and to see the different facets of, like, food and culture, and it was just an amazing experience.
Yes, and cultural diversity is very important in our society today, and, you know, some people have issues with it and still growing on them, but I think that's a wonderful event that you attended because it definitely showed culture diversity, which I am really big on that, and Crown Talk is as well. Now, in your bio, you said, it says that your strong coaching skills have helped you help title holders place in the top 5. One of your true success stories would have been Miss America 2013, Mallory Hagan. Please tell me how do you know her, and what was the phenomenal story behind this?
Well, when I first met Mallory, I worked with the Miss Brooklyn organization as a media trainer. So I was just, like, behind the scenes and assisting on how to, like, get her, like, coaching and stuff like that. And she didn't win Miss America as Miss Brooklyn. She won as Miss New York. But I believe that a lot of things that she learned from Miss Brooklyn was able to assist her in going further and becoming Miss America. Another person that I also take pride in assisting is Shinnerea Dogo. She placed top 3 at Miss Most Beautiful Girl in Nigeria. She was actually New York's perfect supermodel in New York, and then I stayed in contact with her as she went to Nigeria and represented her country and became Most Beautiful Girl in Nigeria Tourism. and was able to have like an amazing reign and make so many amazing appearances and connections. And she even walked in South Africa Fashion Week. So I was really proud to be a part of her journey as well.
Oh, wow. Those are wonderful stories and amazing ways that you have impacted two young ladies' life. And even though you said she didn't win at the Miss America at the Miss Brooklyn pageant, but if it wasn't for you and the whole system, she wouldn't have won at Miss New York and then on to winning Miss America. So that's amazing. And then also the other lady, that's just a wonderful way, you know, that you have helped her impact her life as well. Now, before we go, what is the best part about you being a director and being a title holder? What has been the best part?
I think the best part about being a director and a former title holder is that I've been there. So I know what the girls go through. I know what it's like to be out on stage. You know, anyone could coach and anyone can tell you how to do something, but it means so much more when they've done it themselves and they've been on stage and they know what you're doing, how you should do it. And like, also since I've judged, you know, it's different to sit in a judge's seat and you see things a little differently and it gives you a lot of insight.
Yeah.
So that's able to assist the girls as well. So I think that's one of the greatest assets so much, because I've also worked in public relations. So I see how it is to market yourself and to build a brand. And that's one of the things I want every girl that I work with to be able to do, not only be a title holder, but to build a brand after. So I want this to be like a foundation for her to be the best her and build her brand and work on who she wants to be. And we just work on how we can get her to be where she wants to be.
Well, thank you so much, Shekinah, for coming on the show. And I know you have experienced the best of both worlds, and actually all worlds, being, you know, in the limelight of pageantry as a title holder, as a director, as a judge, just all aspects of life in the pageant industry. So thank you so much for coming on the show and participating and talking about the different issues that's in the pageant industry. So we really got to get that off our chest and hear it coming from you that has so many accolades.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to share.
Thank you. You have a wonderful night.
You as well.
Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you again, Shekinah Monet, for coming on the show and participating and discussing the issues in the pageant industry. If you have missed previous episodes, please visit blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithbyrgundy or our website so you can sit back, relax, kick up your feet, and catch up on the episodes you have missed. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. Our Facebook page, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine. Our Facebook page, which is my personal page, Burgundy Mallory. Twitter, Crown Talk with BY Burgundy. YouTube, Crown Talk with Space Burgundy. Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. Google Plus, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Our website, crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk. Our second website, which is crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/hall of fame. And last but not least, blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithbyrgundy. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors, for always supporting the brand of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.